Heavenly Father, glorious and gracious God, you are an amazing God. You are an incredible God. How majestic are you? God, I love worshiping you and praising you. God, you do so much for us. You are always blessing us. You are always showing us love and kindness and grace and compassion. Oh Lord, help us to come before you and worship you and honor you and give everything over to you. May this time of prayer be about honoring and glorifying and edifying you. There is nothing like you, God. You are always working on our behalf. God, you love us so much that you sent us your Son for our sake, so that we might be reconciled and restored to you, so that we might be made right with you. Oh, God, thank you so much for creating us, for showing us the way, for loving us, for sending us your Son. God, help us to surrender and submit our whole lives before you. We pray that nothing comes between us and you, that all of our days we worship you, that we give you thanks, that we give you praise. And as we think about our future, as we think about the visions and dreams that you have for ourselves and for Crossroads, let us come humbly before you with our palms facing up, listening to what you have to say for us, listening to what you have to say for Crossroads, and following you in full obedience, trusting that you will carry us through every obstacle, every challenge, and every storm. God, we want you to be our good shepherd, to lead us. God, place the visions and dreams that you want upon our hearts. Help us to hear what you have to say. Let us set aside our pride and our ego, and let us follow wherever you will take us. God, in 2023, the leadership team at Crossroads prayed and prayed and prayed. And you gave us the word missional imagination for the year 2024. Help us to live into that. Help us to be missional in carrying out the word into the world and do it in a creative way where we impact our local community, our national community, and our global community for your glory, for your kingdom. The scripture of Philippians 3, 12 through 14 was what you put on our heart. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. God, we know you're doing great things at Crossroads. We know you're doing great things in our lives. And we're looking for you to direct us in every aspect of our lives, every aspect of this church. So, God, during this time, we come to you as your humble servants to worship you and praise you and to listen to what you have to say. God, you gave us the care ministry team here at Crossroads, to care for those who come on our campus, to love upon them. We want everyone to feel welcomed and loved when they come on this campus. So God, we are praying for a multitude of teams and of leaders and volunteers for the care ministry team, the benevolence and the hospitality team. I love that when people come on this campus, that there is a warm space for them to be, that they are welcomed and greeted and loved. And God, we want to expand the hospitality team so that everybody who comes onto our campus, whether it's on Sunday morning or throughout the week, that they feel loved, they feel welcomed. We have a care ministry team that is reaching out to people who are homebound or and praying for those who can't make it to church. And God, we want to touch everybody, whether they're able to make it or not. Help us to have a heart and care for those in need, to make people, whether they're watching us from online or they're in person or they're away on vacation, to know that we are thinking about them, that we care about them, and that each of them have value, worth, and purpose. And Father God, we give you thanks for the benevolence, for the way we're able to provide for people's needs. God, continue to give us the resources we need to care for people in whatever circumstance or situation they are in. For some people, that means that they need help with their utilities or their rent or their groceries. And God, provide us the funds and the resources to care for those within our community and outside of our community, to utilize what you have given us to bless others. Father God, I pray that our care ministry team continues to grow so that we can love upon everyone who walks on our campus, so that we can make people feel loved, to know that they have value, worth, and purpose in you. What are your prayers for the care ministry team? Glorious and gracious Creator, thank you for our missions team and for the way that Crossroads has always reached out to our local, our national, and our global community. God, we pray that Crossroads becomes a hub for local and global missions and needs, serving those on the street in need who are hungry, those in prison who need shelter, those who are homebound, who are sick. Father God, I pray that we always have a heart for missions, that we always want to share the good news with everyone. We want to reach every corner of the world. We don't need the glory, but we want to share of you and give you honor and glory by supporting missions, by reaching out to our community, by developing missionaries, by creating resources that further the kingdom. God, help us to use the resources that you have given us to reach the ends of the world, to touch every person's heart. God, we want to see every person to come to know you, to worship you, to dwell in your presence, to praise you, to read your word, to follow the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. So, God, may we always have a heart for missions. May we always have a desire to share your good news with the world. What is your prayer for missions at Crossroads? Father God, I love how you see each one of us as your beloved children, that you fearfully and wonderfully created all of us, that you uniquely created each of us. Each of us are different and unique, and we create a beautiful mosaic. And so, God, let us celebrate that. Let us honor that. And God, we know that we have brothers and sisters who have special needs. And God, we want Crossroads to be a place where whoever you are, whatever your needs are, wherever you're from, that you're welcomed here. God, whether someone comes onto this campus or finds us online and maybe they have dyslexia, maybe they have autism, maybe they have a speech impediment, maybe they need help walking. Maybe they have a learning disability. Maybe they are going through depression or anxiety. God, we want Crossroads to be a space where everyone feels welcomed and loved. We want to create a space for when people come on this campus and if they need help or assistance, we can provide that for them. We want to be a church that is open to everyone, no matter what their ability is. So, God, lead us and guide us in creating a church where people with all different abilities are welcomed here. If an individual has a special need, God, open our heart to how we might walk alongside them so that they might come to know you. God, we want to create a special needs ministry here for both kids and adults so that no matter what a person's ability is or capacity is, they can experience your goodness. They can know of your love. They feel welcomed here. They feel seen, heard, and loved. We want Crossroads to be a place that sees every person as a beloved child of you. Give us the eyes that you have for the world, God. Let us see everyone as your beloved child. Let us have a desire to reach every person. Let us utilize our facility and our resources to bless others, to create spaces where everyone could be, where everyone could come and worship you. Give us a heart for those with special needs. Let us lean into your wisdom of how to cultivate a space for individuals with special needs. What are your prayers for a special needs ministry? You are a good shepherd. You are a wonderful God. You're amazing, life giver, the creator of the universe, the Alpha and the Omega. You have always been here, and you will always be here, God. So let us lean into your leadership. Let us learn from you. Let us be humble servants and follow your teachings, follow your plans. God, we pray for the leadership of this church. May you guide us in everything we do. May we seek your wisdom in every aspect of our life, in every aspect of this church. Father God, may we lean into you. And we desire to create better leaders here, to create leaders who are deeply in love with you and want to share that love with the world, who put you above everything else, who want to honor you and praise you and give you thanks, who want to help others learn about your goodness and your grace. Strong leaders who have you at the heart of everything that we do. God, we would love to see a leadership development center here at Crossroads, where we are building leaders, not just for Crossroads, but we're building leaders to send out into the world, to serve at their jobs, to serve at their schools, to serve in different areas of their life, to serve at other churches. God, we want to be a space where people come to learn about you, to grow in leadership, and to share that leadership with the world so that we have godly leaders, more godly leaders in this world. God, help us to build a leadership development center here at Crossroads. Help us to put leadership as a priority, not just so that we can grow Crossroads, but so that we can further the kingdom all over the world. What prayers do you have for leadership? Glorious and gracious God, we know there are so many people who don't know you. The statistics show us that in America, less and less people are following you. And God, we want to reach the unbelievers, those who've walked away, those who've been broken by the church or hurt by the church, those who are atheists or agnostic. God, we want to reach people because Your story is the greatest story ever. It's the greatest story of love. It's the greatest message ever. It's the only place we find hope and joy and redemption and reconciliation and love. It is the only place that we know that the brokenness can be healed in this world. It is the only place where people can find forgiveness, where they can find new life, where they come to understand their value and their worth and their purpose. God, when people surrender their lives over to you, it is a great joy because you see lives being transformed. You see them recognizing that it's not the stuff they own, it's not the achievements that they have, it's not the fancy car, the house that they have, it's not all the accolades or trophies, it's not how much power they have or prestige that matters. All those things will leave them hollow. The only thing that matters is you, God, and the love that you have for them, the love that you have for everyone. So let us always be thinking about how do we reach the lost? How do we reach those who've been broken? How do we reach those who are outside the church, who are against the church? How do we reach those who've given up on God or don't believe in God? God, help us to always have an outreach mind focus. God, I pray that Crossroads becomes a training center for outreach, that we not only become proficient at outreach ourselves, and we figure out ways to impact our community, local and global, for your glory, and we see people come to follow you, come to worship you, to give their life to you, to be baptized, but that we also become a space where we're training other churches in how to do outreach. We're training other individuals how to do outreach and then sending them out into the world, into different parts of the world to bring your good news. What prayers do you have for outreach? God, thank you so much for the facility that we have. We have a beautiful facility, and you've given us resources to steward over it for many years. You gave us this land, you gave us the building, you gave us everything that we have. So, God, help us to be good stewards of this resource. Help us to honor what you have. God, we know that you're going to grow Crossroads, that you're going to expand it, that we're going to fill every space and little hole of Crossroads Church, and this campus is going to be overflowing with people. We believe that. And so, God, help us to utilize this facility in a way that honors you and gives you glory. And God, help us to expand this facility, this resource, so that we can do more ministry, so that we get more classroom space and a larger worship facility. God, we already know you're going to bring the people to Crossroads. We already know that you're going to utilize this facility for your glory. So, God, help us to honor this resource that you have given us. Help us to care for it well. Help us to listen to what you have for this space, to open it to the community, to open it to other ministries. God, we want to see more and more people come to know you. So, God, give us the resources and the tools to expand the building, to expand the facility, to build a field in the back 40 so that kids can be playing and laughing, so that can be soccer or outdoor activities out there, a space for the community to gather. God, we want Crossroads to be a space that honors you. What prayers do you have for the facility? Father God, glorious and gracious God, we are called to make disciples. We are called to walk alongside other people in their journey towards you. to help them to discover your goodness and your grace, to help them to dive deeper into the word, into prayer, into worship, into serving you, and into blessing others. And so, Father God, may we draw closer to you every day. May we lean into you every day. May we learn from you every day. May we dwell in your presence. May our life, our actions, our words, our thoughts be more and more in alignment with you every day so that we can share what we have learned, what we have experienced, how we have discovered your grace and mercy with others. God, may we take steps every day towards you. May we connect to you every day a little bit more. May we help those who also follow the faith to connect to you every day. And may we help others outside of the church to connect to you every day a little bit more. God, may we just have a heart to chase after your word, to chase after your teachings, to look to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, your son, and apply them to our life and share that with others. God, may we make it our mission to move to connect ourselves and others to you. That is what discipleship's about. It's about looking to who you are, what you've shared with us through the word and in prayer and divine revelations, and apply it to our lives and then to share with others. God, may we develop habits that deepen our discipleship. May we develop habits that make our walk with you stronger. And God, may we walk with others as they grow to know you, to love you. God, we want Crossroads to be building kingdom discipleship makers. We want to be a place where other churches are copying what we are doing, and that we are helping to develop discipleship pathways for other churches, for other individuals, for other families, so that more and more people grow in their walk with you. What prayers do you have for discipleship? God, we know that groups, small communities are central to growing the kingdom. We need believers around us to encourage us, to hold us accountable, to help us to grow deeper in your word. God, we need other people around us to help us to see your love and to live out your love. And Father God, we have a great heart to grow our groups here. We want groups in all different settings, capacities, cities, and venues. We want groups to have significant impact that are transforming lives for Jesus, both online and in person. God, raise up leaders for groups, for our groups. We want leaders for our kids, our youth, our young adults, our men's, our women's, married, single, online, in person. We want to just see a plethora of groups being formed and developed here at Crossroads so that we gather people together who just seek after you, who love you, who pursue you, who live out your mission in the world. God, we see in the scriptures how the disciples gathered together. They broke bread together. They shared all they had. They cared for each other. They learned of your teachings together. They worshiped together. They prayed together. And God, we want to mirror that. God, it is not for our glory, but for your glory. God, we want to create more and more groups. We want to see so many groups forming that they are like the stars in the sky. There are so many, it's countless. So that there are all these small communities all over the world coming together to have impact for your glory. God, help us to cultivate groups here. Help us to develop groups that reach people wherever they're at, whoever they're at, whatever their background is, whatever their age group is, whatever their socioeconomic background is. Father God, help us just to create groups that honor you and praise you in everything that we do. That these groups are about connecting to you, connecting to others, and connecting others to God. What prayers do you have for groups at Crossroads? Father, glorious and gracious God, we love our families here at Crossroads, and we love seeing kids at Crossroads. We love seeing kids. So God, help us to have a heartbeat for kids and students. Help us to always create space for kids and students. I hope that we get excited every time a kid walks on this campus, or a student or a young adult walks on this campus. God, I hope that we continue to grow young, and that our worship is inviting to kids and youth and young people. I pray that our programs, our activities are there for them. That when a kid or youth or a young adult walks on this campus, that they feel loved, they feel value, worth, and purpose, that they feel like this is their space, that they can worship here, that they can grow close to you, that they belong here, that they have purpose here, that they are loved here, that they are seen, that they are heard, and that they are cared for. That this becomes their home, and that they want to be a church. They desire to be a church. They want to be here and learn about you and grow in community and serve the community. That they come here and they get excited about God. They get excited about connecting with other believers. That they get excited about sharing the gospel with their friends and family. That they get excited about serving the community. God, I pray that Crossroads becomes a space that young people are flocking to, and it's overflowing with young people. That there are so many young people here that we can't contain them within our building. That we need to create more groups, we need to create a bigger building, that we need to create more space for them. I pray that every day that this campus is overflowing with young people. Lord, wouldn't it be great as if every day, all the time, there were young people on this campus growing close to you, honoring you, and praising you? What an incredible dream and vision for the future of Crossroads. That when students or kids or young adults get out of school or off their jobs, they come to church to learn about you, to worship you. They come here to Crossroads and they get excited about following you, and that they can't contain it in their hearts and they want to share it with the world. They want to proclaim your good news to all the world. That Crossroads becomes a safe place where they learn about you, your love for them, and your love for the world. It transforms their hearts. It changes the way they do things. They would rather be here than anywhere else. God, I want to see kids and youth and young adults on fire for you. May we have an impact upon the next generation. I want to see millennials and Generation Z and Generation Alpha praising you, shouting from the top of their lungs and jumping up and down, laughing, making messes all over this place, right? Just having fun, calling this church their home, and knowing that they have a good God who loves them, who sees them right where they're at, and is so proud of them. Wouldn't it be great if every school in this area had kids who were excited about Jesus? God, use Crossroads as a vessel to impact our kids, our students, and our young adults. Help us to reach out to the different school campuses. Help us to reach out to teachers who impact our students and our kids and our young adults. Help us to go to the places where there are kids, youth, and young adults, to reach them, whether it's soccer fields or basketball courts or God, or it's parks or even through video games. Help us to figure a way to connect with kids in a way to bring your goodness and your grace into their lives. Help us to touch families. God, we know parents have a tough time in this world, and there are a lot of things going on in kids' lives and in parents' lives right now. God, we want to be a space that parents come and they find peace, they find help, they find support. God, I want to see parental groups develop. I want to see parents feel like they have other people walking alongside them, guiding them, teaching them about what's going on in the culture and the world, about the kids, about parenting, and pointing them to Jesus, helping them to see the great peace and love that we find in you, God. I want to see parents raising up their kids in you. The parents are excited to bring their kids to church, that they prioritize church over sports and activities and school and everything else, and that church becomes a number one priority, and that Crossroads is a vessel to do that. That we make parents excited about you, and we get families excited about you. And we know that through you, God, that you will reconcile and restore families and use Crossroads as that vessel for that. We want to see every classroom that is overflowing with kids and students. What prayers do you have for families, for kids, for students, and young adults? God, we are so honored by you. And God, we know you have a very specific design for men and women, that we are uniquely created. We're different. Men and women have different needs, different desires, different things they want, different problems and challenges, different things they get excited about, different emotions, different relationships, different ways of connecting. God, you've just wired us differently. And that's great. That's exciting. So, God, we need to create men and women's ministry here at Crossroads. We need to create spaces where each gender can have their own time to just honor and praise you. Different ministries that engage them in ways that profoundly affect them. And so, God, we pray that you cultivate men's and women's ministry here at Crossroads. I want to see it grow so much so that we hold conferences here for both men and for women, and that we teach other churches and other men and women from all across the nation, the world, of how to honor and praise you. God, I want to see Crossroads as a space where not only our men and women feel uniquely catered to and taken care of, that we have ministries and services for men and women, but that we also teach those outside the church how to do it, how to honor you, how to glorify you, how to elevate each specific gender's gifts and talents and ways of connecting. And God, we just build up very godly men and women, and so that both genders feel equally valued, so that both genders feel equally empowered, equipped, inspired, resourced. God, we want men and women to feel love, to know your word, developing them into servants, to have a deep character that is focused on you, to be humble, to imitate you. We want men and women who chase after your heart. So, God, give us the tools and the ability and the wisdom to develop men's ministry and women's ministry. Help us to elevate women in leadership. Help us to teach men how to be humble servants of you, Father God, we just pray that we are honoring to you in the way that we reach out to men and women, in the way that we treat each person as a beloved child of God. God, we want women and men to have spaces here, to have safe spaces where they can learn about you, to grow in you, to be around other women, to be around other men, to build community and camaraderie. We want men to shepherd other men and women to shepherd other women. And just to see those two individually grow separately and also together. Father God, thank you for the way you uniquely created us, two separate genders, men and women. Help us to honor that and support that. What prayers do you have for men and women's ministry? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for technology. I love technology. I love my phone and my computer and cameras and all those kinds of things. But God, we know the technology is tricky. There's a lot of benefits and there can be a lot of stumbling blocks there. And so Father God, we pray that we use technology in a way that that just brings glory to you, that spreads your message even further. God, we give you so much thanks that we have cameras and internet and that we can reach people beyond the walls. And God, we pray for our friends and our family and those that we're reaching beyond the walls with the cameras and YouTube and technology. And God, we pray that we continue to reach more and more people, that you use our technology here and you provide us with the right technology to reach people beyond the walls. We are so grateful that there are people in India and in other parts of the state and watching us and getting to hear the message of Jesus Christ because of what you're doing here at Crossroads. And so, Father God, we give you thanks for that. We've heard from people all across the world who have been touched by the gospel through Crossroads. And so, God, we give you thanks for technology and help us to continue to be good stewards of it, to use it well. God, we give you thanks that you allow us to have microphones and cameras and computers and all kinds of great things just to reach people for your kingdom. And may we continue to build upon that. May we continue to utilize technology in a way that furthers the kingdom. May our technology help us to connect and create a vibrant experience and community for those outside the church walls to connect to Jesus. Lord, I pray that we develop our online presence even more, that we create online communities where people can be touched by you, where we can reach people in spaces that we never thought possible, that we can create communities in all parts of the world. God, I pray that we utilize technology in a way that is God-honoring to you, that builds up the kingdom, that grows the kingdom for you, that we reach every part of this world for you. It would be amazing to see groups and communities started in all parts of the world, and for Crossroads to be a vessel for that, for us to utilize this online platform, whether it's social media or YouTube or email or text messages or, communication devices or whatever it is, to facilitate those communities, to facilitate the sharing of the gospel, to facilitate serving others, to facilitate drawing people closer to you, for people to make decisions for you. To be baptized. God, help us to use technology in a way that brings you glory. What prayers do you have for technology? Glorious and gracious God, communication is so key to what we do. And God, give us the wisdom and the discernment to figure out how to communicate well, how to use our signage well, how to use brochures well, how to use flyers well, how to create tools to communicate better, how to communicate your love and your grace and your mercy well. God, there's so many avenues to communicate, whether it's through print, whether it's through voice, whether it's through text, whether it's through phone, whether it's through internet or YouTube or bulletins and brochures. And there's so many ways to communicate well, and help us to communicate that exceptionally well. Help us to honor you in all of our communications. Help us to make you the center of everything we talk about. God, we want to communicate about things that are on your heart, things that you've called us to. God, we want to honor you in our words, in our actions, in our thoughts. Communication involves all those different things. People are always going to be looking to how we're acting or talking or doing, and those are forms of communications as well. And so, God, help us to use every aspect of our life to communicate your gospel, your truth, your love, your hope, your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness, your compassion, your justice. God, I want us to be transformed by what you're doing in our lives and share that openly and boldly. Help us to make you known in all forms of communication. God, I pray that we cultivate a communication team here that oversees the whole strategy of connecting ourselves and others to God. That we create just a team that walks people through the process of loving you more, and that a team that creates tools that helps further the kingdom. Help us with our communication. Help me to speak clearly from the pulpit. God, just help each one of us to communicate with kindness and grace. What prayers do you have for communication? Finally, God, we just are so grateful for you, for your love, and for your grace. May we always follow you and pursue you and give you thanks. In your son's precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.